Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson about 3D printing. It is quite an interesting piece of technology. And we're talking about no factory required. So, of course, you don't have to go to a factory to have things printed, have objects printed for you. Well, if you had a 3D printer, or if you had this option of 3D printing, what would you print? What kinds of things would you print, Carolyn?
Well, I really like to have useful things, and maybe if I had a 3D printer, I could print things that I could wear, like jewelry. I could print a necklace, or earrings, or shoes. I could print shoes, Gabe.
You could print shoes, but make sure that you get shoes that fit right if you're going to run, because you want to run right.
That's very true. That is very, very true.
All right. I don't know what I would print. I would probably think about something that is usually very expensive to buy, and then I'd just go print that out in my 3D printer for a little cheaper price. Well, it's time for us to get started with the first reading of our lesson today.
No factory required. The future of 3D printing. One startling ability 3D printers have is that they can print parts of themselves. This ability could come in handy for future space missions, like building a base on Mars. Instead of transporting heavy equipment to Mars, engineers could send one 3D printer that could print multiple printers. Each one could be used to make certain objects, from doors to windows, for astronauts to assemble. An even more incredible application of 3D printing technology is being tested in the medical field.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Back to the future. In day two of our technology article, we'll be taking a look at what the future has in store for 3D printing technology. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Startle. Startle is a verb. Our principal just made a startling announcement. School is closed for a week. Incredible. Incredible is an adjective. Fred is making incredible progress in his guitar lessons. He already knows how to play 25 songs. Replacement. Replacement is a noun. Because Sally broke her glasses, she is going home to find a replacement pair. Profound. Profound is an adjective. Professor Watson enjoys sharing his profound knowledge of math and science. Your more information word is game changer. Game changer is a noun. Sounds like a fun article. Let's jump right in.
All right, we're going to learn more about the medical field later, but let's go back to the beginning of this section. It's called the future of 3D printing. So we learned about the history, then and now, the past and present. Now we're talking about the future of 3D printing. One startling ability 3D printers have is that they can print parts of themselves. That is really cool, and yes, maybe even startling.
It is a little bit startling, and that is a word from our word bank. If something is startling, then it is unexpected. You didn't think it could happen. You are very surprised by it, and if something can reproduce itself, it doesn't have to have something else make it. It can make parts of itself. That can be a little bit startling.
That's right. Well, I think of other things in life that can be startling as well. Maybe they surprise you. They take you by surprise. Maybe you're busy doing your homework. And then you don't think anybody's in the room, and someone comes up and taps you on the shoulder. It startles you. You could say, "You startled me." Don't startle me like that.
Well, this is startling information about the printer that can print parts of itself. Continuing, this ability could come in handy for future space missions, like building a base on Mars.
Hmm.
Oh, it could come in handy for space missions?
I think this is really cool. Of course, anything that has to do with the final frontier of space is interesting. And you could take a 3D printer and build a base on Mars, or it could help when you're building a base on another planet. Well, it could come in handy. Let's go and see what Steve and Ken have to say about this phrase.
Hey, Ken, thanks for lending me your cell phone yesterday. It really came in handy.
No problem. That's just an old cell phone I'm not using anymore. I'm glad it came in handy.
Now, friends, when I said it came in handy, I mean it became useful. Since my cell phone was being repaired, Ken's phone came in handy, or it became useful to me.
Now, if you keep something handy, it's not really the same as come in handy, is it?
No, it's not. If you keep something handy, it's close to you, and therefore, it's easy to reach or get to, presumably with your hands. I like to keep a Chinese English dictionary handy so I can look up Chinese characters that I don't know.
Sounds like it's a handy reference book.
It is, Ken. My Chinese English dictionary is very useful.
You know, I always keep a pen handy so I can jot down important information.
Good. It's always within easy reach. Now, we should mention a related word, handyman, and that's someone who can do many different small jobs or tasks, like fix things in a house or building.
A handyman is very handy with various tools.
Yes, he or she is very good at working with tools.
Handy 这个字顾名思义就是跟手有关的，所以 handy 就是手很巧的。比如说 ,my brother is handy with electronic devices. 我弟弟对电子器材操纵自如。因此一个 handyman 就是一个擅长于多种手艺的人。在家里若是有一个 handyman, 就不怕东西坏了没人修理。handy 也可以指手头的，离手很近的，你可以 keep a pen handy,将一支笔放在附近，随时能派上用场。Handy 也可以表示容易使用的，容易操作的。比如说 ,a handy reference book, 一本很好使用的参考书。今天的课文讲到立体印刷机能够 print themselves, 印出自己的零件。那这个未来的太空任务呢，可能会 come in handy, 派得上用场。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, we were talking about the printer being able to print parts of itself and this being useful in space missions. We see instead of transporting heavy equipment to Mars, engineers could send one 3D printer that could print multiple printers. So you could just take one to Mars and then it could print parts for other printers that could be put together.
That's right. And that's what transporting means. You take it from one place to another. So you don't have to take all this heavy equipment. You can just take one printer and it can do the job for you. This seems really interesting. I don't really understand how this can work. Carolyn, do you?
Well, if you take one printer and it has all of the materials it needs to print other printers...then you can have it print out those parts, and then the astronauts could put the printer together, and then that printer could also print more parts. And we see in the article, each one could be used to make certain objects, from doors to windows, for astronauts to assemble. So you can print multiple printers, and then those printers can print even more things. And they can print doors and windows and other things that astronauts can put together.
That's right. It says here, from doors to windows. That's kind of a special way of saying a lot of things. So from one thing to another, we're going to print things from doors to windows here on Mars. And then the astronauts, these scientists in space, will assemble them. They'll put them together. Right now it's time for us to enjoy another special video. There's kind of a robot in here. It looks a little bit like a spider. Let's take a look.
I've been interested in robots ever since I really saw the first robot. I started building robots when I was 12 years old, and when I saw the first hexapod, I was in middle school. I saw a hexapod in a book, and from the minute I saw it, I knew I wanted to build one of these. And it wasn't until I took a cognitive robotics class here at the University of Arizona, and at that time I actually had a good excuse to spend a lot of time on working on a hexapod. I'm able to make very complex parts using something called a 3D printer made by Dimension. And the way this works is it actually extrudes layer by layer small amounts of plastic. And there are two kinds of plastic. There's a support material and a actual model material. And the support material kind of holds like overhanging structures, so you can really print any complicated shape that you want. And this right here is the femur of the hexapod. And this was made in the printer, and it was made in the printer like this, and the head actually extruded plastic around and filled all the cavities like this. Now the white material here is the support material, and the gray material up here is the actual model material. And again, it was printed like this, and there's so much support material because this is the actual leg, the way that it comes out. And so you can see that you can really make any sort of complex shape with the 3D printer. And these are very rigid pieces that can be used in robotics, casings for other embedded projects.
Wow, it's a little hard to believe that that robot was made using a 3D printer. And an even more incredible application of 3D printing technology is being tested in the medical field. Something even more incredible is being done in the medical field with 3D printing. And we see this word incredible. What does that mean, Gabe? It's from our word bank.
That's right. If something is incredible, it is hard to believe. So a lot of things could be incredible in this life. We use this word actually to talk about something that is great or amazing. It's incredible. There's an incredible view from the top of that mountain. So you can use this word in different ways. How would you use this word?
Well, it was incredible. I had no idea that it was possible to be able to print a spider robot. I also had no idea that you could print things in the medical field. Well, before we learn more about that, we should go spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 startle 这个动词。Startle 是指使震惊或者使吓一跳。例如 Ray's sudden resignation startled everyone in the company. Ray 的突然辞职让公司每一个人都吓一跳。课文提到了它的现在分词 startling, 在这里是指令人惊讶的当形容词使用。例如 The girl's startling looks made her a rising star in modeling. 这个女孩惊人的美貌让她成为模特儿界的新秀。继续我们看的是 incredible 这个形容词。IN 这个字首有否定的意思。Credible 是指可信的。所以 incredible 是指不可思议的、惊人的或者是令人无法置信的。例如 This boy has an incredible memory. 这个男孩有惊人的记忆力。或者是 The incredible voice of the singer captured the attention of the entire audience. 这位歌手惊人的歌声吸引了所有观众的注意力。
on the second day of our article, 3D printing, no factory required. And we've been talking about the future of 3D printing. Perhaps one day we'll be able to send a 3D printer to Mars, where astronauts can print more printers and assemble things on the planet Mars. It's an even more incredible thing that they can do things in the medical industry, which we're going to be learning about now in the next reading today.
No factory required. A company called Organovo has developed a type of 3D printer that can take a human's cells and use them to create organic tissues. Organovo successfully printed their first blood vessels in 2010. And they are looking ahead to the day when they can print entire replacement organs. Making an impact. Last year, analysts at the Atlantic Council released a report titled, Could 3D Printing Change the World? The authors predict that 3D printing will be a game changer on many levels. They believe that 3D printing could have as profound an impact on the manufacturing world as the PC and the internet on the information world.
Wow, 3D printing can definitely make a big impact on our world. Well, we are talking about the medical field here, and there is a company we're talking about. A company called Organovo has developed a type of 3D printer that can take a human's cells and use them to create organic tissues. All right, so this company has a 3D printer, and what can it do with human cells? Well, it can recreate some tissues.
Well, this is a very special kind of 3D printer, not one that you could buy for your home. It's very special from this company, Organovo, and it can take a human cell and make organic tissue. So that's actually a living part of a human body. Well, Organovo successfully printed their first blood vessels in 2010, and they are looking ahead to the day when they can print entire replacement organs. So they think that one day there will be a time when they can replace organs within our body. And we see this phrase, looking ahead to the day. That's something we want to talk about. To look ahead to something, what does that mean, Gabe?
That means you're kind of expecting something to happen in the future. It hasn't happened yet. We haven't invented this thing yet. There's no way to do it, but we're looking ahead. We could also say we're looking forward to it. You're looking ahead to it. I think many people look ahead to a time of peace in the world. We want this to happen. We're looking ahead. Is it possible? I think so.
That's right. So you can look ahead to the day when something will happen. You could also maybe look ahead to having a new job, looking ahead to a big celebration, something you hope to have in the future. Well, there's another word in this sentence that we should probably talk about from our word bank, the word replacement. They're hoping to print replacement organs, and if something is a replacement, then it is used instead of something else. It replaces the original thing.
All right, so you might talk about replacement organs, wow, inside your body. Or I also think about replacement parts. Some things you can just, if they go bad, if they break, then you can replace them with something else. Those are replacement parts. Maybe a factory makes a lot of these different parts, and they're all the same, and so you can use them to replace each other. Replacement parts.
And that kind of reminds me what we talked about yesterday, how 3D printers are being used to make parts or print parts for jets or even race cars. They are used to make replacement parts if these things break. Well, we have another section here titled Making an Impact. If you make an impact on something, then you are making a difference. There is something big happening here. How does it continue?
Last year, pretty recently, last year, analysts at the Atlantic Council released a report titled, Could 3D Printing Change the World? That is quite an interesting report. It's a good question to ask. Can this really change the world?
Well, it is an interesting question because 3D printers do sound very impressive and they have a lot of startling abilities like being able to print parts of themselves. Well, the authors of this study, the authors predict that 3D printing will be a game changer on many levels. This is an interesting phrase that it's going to be a game changer, mm-hmm. Gabe.
Well, game, yeah, usually I think of a game as something kind of fun you play with your friends, but this is used in another way. We're talking about maybe even the game of life, the way that things are done in the world or in society or in technology. This game could change because of 3D printing.
So 3D printing may have a very big impact on the way things are done in our daily lives. The authors of this study, they believe that 3D printing could have as profound an impact on the manufacturing world as the PC and the internet on the information world. Well, those have had a pretty profound impact on the information world. Let's look at that word profound for a minute. It's from our word bank and it means that something has made a major change. There's a big difference. How would you use this, Gabe?
Well, I think about people who have made a profound impact on me, like maybe some of my teachers in school or at university. They had a profound impact on my life. They said things and taught things that I will always remember. And I think it's true. PC and the internet have a profound impact on the information world. The age we live in, sometimes it's called the information age, and that's because of the internet and things like that. So now 3D printing could have that big of an impact, a profound impact on our world.
On our manufacturing world. Well, that is a lot to think about, but now it's time for us to join Michelle in the language lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 replacement 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 replace 替换或者是替代这个动词，所以 replacement 是指替代或者是代替者。例如 ，Our computers are too old and too slow and require replacement。我们的电脑又旧又慢，需要更换。或者是 ，The quarterback was seriously wounded and the team needs a replacement quickly。这个球队的四分卫受伤得很严重，他们需要赶快的找补位。所以我们看的是 profound 这个形容词。Profound 是指深远的，例如 George's tragic childhood has had a profound impact on his character. George 悲惨的童年对他的性格具有很深刻的影响。Profound 也指知识渊博的，例如 Professor Fraser's profound knowledge of ancient Egypt amazed us. Fraser 教授对于古埃及渊博的知识让我们都很惊叹。And now it's time to get back to our teachers.
Well, 3D printing does seem like something that can change the way we do things. It could be a game changer in our world. But based on our article today, do you think that 3D printing will have a profound impact on the manufacturing world? Carolyn, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that if people start buying 3D printers for their homes, then they might not need to go out and buy as many things at the store, so they might not need those things that factories produce. It could also really help to decrease prices for production because some things are quite expensive, and if you can make something that's high quality with just a 3D printer, mm-hmm. maybe things will become cheaper.
It's true, maybe things might become cheaper. I do think there are plenty of things out there, though, that maybe can't be replaced by a 3D printer and its capabilities. But I think it would have a pretty big impact on the way we do things. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye for now, but we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. See you then.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
I hear someone coming. Quick, Jason, go hide in that closet. I'll go over by the window.
你好，老先生，我是林先生，你抓到那个外国女孩了没？哦，有啊，她还好吧？你把关起来，锁起来。哎，干得好，好好好好！哎，我待会就到，啊，不要伤害她，不要伤害她。那你有没有把你的车子丢掉？有，太好了，那我20分钟后就到，太好了。
Whoa, that was close.
Shh. He might still be able to hear us.
Hey, how about a little sympathy? I practically suffocated in that closet.
Okay, okay. I think he's gone. I'm glad he didn't notice my shoes sticking out from under the curtain.
Doing fine. I hope you understood what your uncle was saying on the phone, because I didn't understand a single word of what he was saying.
Don't worry, Jason. I understood all of it. We have to act fast. If I'm right, Sherry is in big trouble.
Will Jun Fan and Jason be able to save Sherry? Find out in the next episode of The Stranger.